Hi there, it's Marianne here, and I am here today to talk to you about personality, using your personality to create something, to free range in a way that works for you, and all that good stuff. And as promised, I am talking to you today with one of my favorite people, my favorite expert on this topic, Jeannie Patti. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Marianne.
I'm so happy to have you here today because where we're up to in the book, as you know, is the part where we have been talking about this topic, talking about doing things as the person you are, using these great tools. I know it's something you have a whole bunch of experience in. So I want to use this opportunity to get into this topic, get under the surface, and to start looking at three different questions. So number one today, is there a certain type of person better suited to free ranging? And that's something we've all considered at one point. Secondly, how can you use personality profiles to help mold your right idea? And thirdly, how can you use the profiles to help make that idea happen? So basically, how can you use who you are? How can you use your understanding of who you are to sort of find your thing, figure out where you fit in it and make it happen? So Jeannie, the thing I thought we would be great to do today is there are so many different systems out there, so many different personality systems that I wanted to talk to you firstly for people who maybe have never done a profile before, going through and answering those three questions. Is there someone better suited to free ranging? How do you use this to mold your idea and make it happen? And then we're going to deep dive into what I know you have a specialism in, a particular type of profile, where we're going to deep dive into using those answers, answering those questions for those sorts of profiles. Does that work for you?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So let's just dive right in. Jeannie, I know we've talked about this before, about the idea of, you know, it's one of those questions I know you must get asked a lot. Is there a certain type of person better suited to free ranging? What do you think about that?
When we look at our personality types, And even to just back up just a second there, when we're talking about our personality type, there's so many different types of assessments that measure different things out there. So what Marianne and I are talking about to you today is this thing called temperament. It's our innate preferences. We also have this other awesome side to each of us called our character, all of our experiences that we've had in life and habits and, you know, ways that our parents or partners or friends have told us life should be. That character side is not what we're talking about here. We're strictly talking about, you know, personality or temperament here. Again, how we're hardwired, our innate preferences, our natural talents. So with that definition, Marianne, there is no right style for this. What's important to understand is your style and how that aligns with the right type of business model and for you. And so when we talk about temperament, you're going to hear me often say the style by which we do something. Our character, a lot of times, tells us what we should be doing. But our temperament, our personality type, tells us the style by which we are going to be successful.
And I really love that. And I loved our conversations around it. It's why I want to bring you in today to bring this part of the book to life. Because I absolutely agree with what Jeannie was saying there. Is there a certain type of person better suited to free ranging? My answer is, it depends on what you mean by free ranging. Okay, so I'm not here to say, oh yes, you know, we all have equal abilities in all areas. I mean, obviously that's not true. You know, if you look at the person sitting next to you at work, if you look at your friend, at your cousin, your sibling, you all have slightly different preferences, slightly different things that you do a little bit more naturally. So when it comes to free ranging, the cool thing is that it doesn't just mean one thing. It doesn't just mean being the front of house person who grows a big brand and that's the way that the only way to make money. Or it doesn't just mean being a behind the scenes person who is tweaking a system. That's also not the only way to make money. There are actually so many different ways. And the cool thing I think we're going to focus on with you today is about how you can use who you are to mold your idea. So there's not a certain type of person better suited to free ranging. However, there are certainly ways to make it better for the person that you are, if that makes sense. I would say that in terms of character traits, we're not talking about as much today. In terms of attitudes, I would say openness to learn, willingness to see possibilities, and willingness to grow and, you know, build on who you are and what you're doing. Those are character traits that do tend to stand people in better stead in the free range world. And I would say the fact you're reading this book, that you're the sort of person who would listen to a bonus, is already a pretty good start. So with that in mind, let's get into some specifics here. How can you use personality profiles to help mold your right idea and make it happen? Jeannie, without being specific about any particular system just yet, what's your view on that? Is it the case that we work out our profile and we say, what does that sort of person do? Is there a certain business title that that sort of person should have? Or how does it work? How do we use these profiles effectively?
The answer to your question is that there is no generality. There is no answer to that. And I think that's why people get frustrated, they get confused, and they give up. You know, and one of the other notes I want to make about temperament is, you know, having worked with so many people in temperament, I mean, for over 15 years, there's a lot of frustration with folks who have taken temperament assessments out there in the workplace because they're using them for the wrong reason. They're using them, you know, in a lot of times in a manipulative manner or to judge or to gauge, instead of helping people understand what are the dynamics of their temperament, what are the important pieces that are going to help them be successful for who they are. One example of this, just as a simple example, when I talk about the dynamics of temperament, is we have different talents depending on what temperament we are. They're called our innate talents. And when we can tap into our talents, I'm going to say this probably twice, if not more, in this session, because it is critical when we look at our innate talents, our innate leadership styles. So many times we don't think they're valuable because they come just so easy to us. Yet it's those things that come so easy to us are the things we should be tapping into and understanding that is the style by which we're going to do business. And we think it has to be so complicated, but instead we have to keep it simple and then align that with where our passions are and the other things that you talked about as our character traits, you know, hard work, you know, passion, really going for it, hanging out with like-minded people, all of those types of things. So did that help answer that question, Marianne?
That I completely agree. Using personality profiles to mold your right idea, the beginning of it is exactly what you said there, right? It's that the step one is asking a question that a lot of people never ask, which is, where is what I call your flow? Where is the sort of thing that when I do it, I find it maybe to be so easy I don't even notice it? So these are the, and you don't need to know, by the way, if you're listening, it's going, oh my God, I know the answer. That's absolutely fine. We view this in free range land as being a detective. You're being a detective of yourself. You're gathering evidence. Maybe you do a certain profile and you read it, you go, oh, I'd never quite considered it, but absolutely, yes, it is true that I have this trait. Yes, it is true that I tend to do well when I do this. And you're gathering this evidence. So the first one is your evidence gathering. And the second one is you're using that. So when you look at an idea, instead of saying, oh, I don't fully fit into that. Oh, people are doing it like this and that's not me. Therefore, I have to ditch it. Just taking a moment and saying, how could I tweak this to work 10% better for the person I am? So what if I didn't have to do X and I could do Y? What, you know, for example, let's just say, and I've used this in another chapter example, I'm sure. Let's just say you come up with something and it really requires you to be, let's just say you see everyone else is doing it and they're very extroverted and inspiring. but you're very detail oriented and you are absolutely your best, and you do profiles, it confirms this, that you're really at your best when you have, say, deep expertise in a topic, Jeannie, for example, and everyone else around you is like gregarious, inspiring, standing at the edge of cliff tops, you know, making pronouncements, and you might look at it going, I love that sort of thing, but I don't want to be that person. You do some profiles and they go, actually, you know what, you're better off in this area. Don't ditch the idea. The way to handle, this is how you use personality profiles, is you just go, how could I fill a gap in that sort of idea, in that sort of free range career, or in that sort of non-free range career, by using who I am and maybe filling a need that isn't filled because everyone else is doing it that way. So that's one way of doing it. Another one is you might come up with an idea and go, it really does feel like me. In that case, keep an eye out on how to keep molding it more for you. So when you go on the internet, Googling late at night, how should I do this sort of business? How should I get into this sort of career? And you start to see things that make your heart freeze. And you check in with your detective list that you've been making as a free ranger about who you are. You check in with the information you've been gathering from the personality profiles. And I've provided you in the bonus above this one in the book with a couple of profiles to look at. And you're gathering this evidence, you look against that and you say, oh, wait a second, the thing that's making my heart sort of freeze and making me stop really does seem to be different from the person that I can see that I am. That's when you use your free range detective hat to get really curious about how you can do it more like you. And you're going to see more of this in the book, especially in part four, as we come to free range styles. You're going to see a lot more information about that. But I want to answer that question because I think, as Jeannie was saying, there isn't just a right business type or career type. You know, it's often I say in one of the profile systems we use, I'm at what we call an ENFP, and people who are the same profiles, and you'll say, what sort of careers, what sort of businesses do ENFPs start? And I'm like, that's not quite the right question, because any profile from any system can be in any career. It's about how they do it, how they mold it to them, how they end up doing their marketing, if it's a business, making money, if it's in a career, how do they show up? It's about the how, not necessarily just about the what. Yes, there are some things you might be drawn to more than others, not that surprising. Follow your instincts, do the stuff in the book. But if you're drawn to something, now it's time to look at the what. Does that make sense? Jeannie, do you agree with that?
I do. And there's two things that you hit on that I would love to emphasize. When I was smiling really very, very big on this end when you were talking about be your own detective. Every single person I've worked with, I use the phrase sitting on your own shoulder. And it really is. It's watching yourself in these instances and how do I tweak? How do I mold something differently if it doesn't feel right? Or to your point, if it feels amazing, if you're totally in flow, you're so engaged in it and watching yourself do that, that's great to know as well. One of the other things that I've learned over the years is from some of the most successful people that I've worked with that have gone out on their own and or transitioned into completely different industries and roles, is they have this aha moment regarding their temperament. And they literally look at me and say, I don't want to be this temperament type. And they've always had this vision in their head. For instance, me with you, Marianne, right? If I were to act in Marianne's way, the style by which Marianne does it, that would be fun. It would be exciting. Oh my gosh, the life I could have. And then you have this reality moment of, whoa, that's not how I'm hardwired. And when people truly get that and accept that and then embrace that, that is a very big recipe for success.
Thank you for bringing that up, Jeannie. That's I can't emphasize that enough. And it's funny when you said there, you know, if you did things like my style, whoever's style, there is that moment of going, oh my God, I'd be able to have so much fun. Or sometimes I look at people and I go, gosh, I could have so much recognition if I was like them. And the reality is we couldn't. If you were doing things like me, you know, you've tried to do things like me, it actually isn't as fun after you get over the high of the first couple of days because it doesn't suit you. that's right, isn't it? It's not actually as fun in the end. And for me, you know, if I went off and tried to do things, say more like Genie, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd have more, I don't, whatever it is that I feel like I'm missing, or look at someone else and say I'd have more recognition if I did it like them. The truth is I wouldn't, because I wouldn't be able to do it like them, because I'd be acting against myself. And so I'm glad you brought this up. I just want to close off by really going into this point with you here, Jeannie, because this isn't this whole idea of temperament and personality, it isn't about putting you into a box. It's about unveiling what's already there underneath all the shoulds. Right?
Like precisely.
Exactly. Precisely. So it's not saying, you know, Jeannie said you're this sort of person, or this test said I'm this sort of person. That's not at all. And this is, by the way, why I suggest people do a few assessments. It's almost like the most impartial friend in the world who that it's just playing back what you've told them. So you're putting it into the data you know about yourself. You're adding it in to that. And you're actually saying underneath this sense, like from a young age, that we've been told that in order to be good enough, we have to work really hard at what we do. And that not there's anything wrong with working really hard, but the problem with that is we are taught by default to ignore our ease. So I always say, I remember when I was at school, I was lucky enough, my parents in the final years of school said I could have tutoring on like one subject. And guess what they picked, Jeannie? They picked my worst subject, because we are taught at school, we are taught through work, we fix the thing that we have the problem with. We go into our annual review or our quarterly review at work. Well done. You did well on these areas. Let's talk about your growth areas. Where's the investment? If you have any training at work, it's in the things you are worst at. It's very rare. You'll say, you know what? You're absolutely stunning at this. Go and be more stunning. And yet in free range land, that the only way you're going to be successful and thrive and be happy is to put more time and energy into the things that you are amazing at. And guess what? Because of all the things I just said, odds are you've been spending a lot of time on the things that were your growth areas and on what we call your second best strengths. So no matter how successful you've been, most of us come to free range land having spent our careers on our second best strengths, on the things that we can shine at, but are just hard enough to feel worthy, because the easy stuff can't count. So I'll give you one example. I know someone who has spent their career, she was amazing at being a team leader, at gathering people together. And she was like, that's my biggest strength. And it turned out actually her biggest strength, the thing that was so easy that she never noticed, was her ability to storytell, her ability to present. She's like, that doesn't count. That's the easy bit. I've got to spend my time gathering people together. And as soon as she saw that, she was able to mold her idea to focus on storytelling, to focus on the ease. And so I think it's a really good watch out point you've raised there, Jeannie, that most of us actually ignore that thing. And we get a little bit, sometimes we get sad and disappointed, not all the time, when we see our temperament or we see our personality, because we think, is that enough? Shouldn't I be the other one? And if you ever think that, what I would say is that there are free ranges of all types. And if we spend our lives trying to be a type or a person that isn't us, then we are basically going to be doing a third-rate version of someone else, while that person might be trying to do a version of us. Does that make sense? Every time I think I should be more like Jeannie, I'm just like, imagine if she spent her time trying to be like me. What a waste of energy for both of us, right? And that would be what I'd leave you with on this as we go about to get into specifics. Whatever it is that you have, there is someone else out there who would kill to have that. Let's just say that you are someone who feels like you don't have detail orientation, but you're pretty good with people. There is someone out there who is super detail oriented right now, making a list of ways to try to be better with people, who would love to be like you. And let's just say you are that person. Well, there is someone out there who is wanting to be like you. So every type has someone else trying to be them. So let's not waste our time. Let's not waste our energy in telling ourselves that we're the wrong type. Instead, let's look at how we can use that more effectively. So step one is to create your detective list. Use the tools in this book. Use everything from your profile saying the things that I am most in flow doing are this. And whenever you have an idea, go and say, how can I use more of this and do less of the other stuff? That's one way of doing it. And the second way is to get really specific about what that means. And so we're going to move now into the second part of this bonus. Well, we're going to do what Jeannie is so wonderful at, and we are going to deep dive into some specifics using a particular profile system. So we're going to talk about that now.